This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague David Maxwell about North Korea. Not just the recent attempted launch of yet another satellite, a spy satellite we can presume that failed, but also about what David describes as stresses within the regime, stresses that threaten the stability of the regime, and that, David argues here, makes it extremely dangerous. Here's David Maxwell on North Korea, what we know right now about the Kim Jong-un regime. More of this later.
But, you know, lastly, in all of this, I think that North Korea is suffering real stresses. Kim Jong-un is suffering real stresses inside North Korea. And so what he has been doing is really trying to externalize the threat, trying to develop the perception of the threat from South Korea, from the United States, to continue to justify the sacrifices and suffering and the tremendous oppression of the Korean people in the North, because the threats are really coming from inside, whether they are from within the elite, whether the military leadership, or whether he's concerned with general unrest among the population. All of that is causing him to act out. And I think that's how we have to view his actions, which, of course, is what is, I think, most dangerous, because if he is faced with an internal threat, and a threat to his regime, to regime survival, that's where we could see him actually do the worst case, which would be to execute his campaign plan to try to unify the peninsula by force. And that's why I think, as much as we have to observe for the warnings of a war, of attack, we need to look at the warnings for instability, because that could lead ultimately to war.